Hi, I'm Brendan Stone, co-host of Unusual Sources here on CFMU 93.3 FM. We have a segment from one of our programs that should be relevant to anyone interested in the arts or labor, so we'll play that for you right now.
But there's a lot happening in the community right now, and the art community is no exception. You might have heard on our previous programs that CFMU, the Art Gallery of Hamilton, and the Hamilton and District Labor Council are co-sponsoring a showing of the classic German cinema film Metropolis. That's right, The Metropolis from 1927 by Fritz Lang. And you might wonder why it's being sponsored by all these various organizations. Of course, CFMU appreciates the importance of art in our community. But there's also the case that the Hamilton and District Labor Council has been involved in sponsoring the arts as well. So we're going to be speaking with the president of the Hamilton and District Labor Council, Don Fraser. And Don's going to be explaining why the Hamilton and District Labor Council supports the showing of films like Metropolis and other initiatives right here in Hamilton's art community. So we just recorded an interview with him. We'll go over to that. And afterwards, I'll just mention the details about Metropolis, which is happening on the 19th, so that people can attend that film if they're interested.
And now we're with Don Fraser, president of the Hamilton and District Labor Council. Don, I wanted to thank you very much for appearing with us today.
It's my pleasure.
Well, the station's very excited about the District Labor Council right now because we're co-sponsoring the showing of the film Metropolis, and I understand the District Labor Council has been sponsoring it as well. So I'd just like to know, and especially for our listeners, why is the District Labor Council involved in arts in our community?
Well, the arts community in Hamilton is a growing community. People are actually coming from Toronto to Hamilton because of the growing culture of arts here and the facilities that we have for arts. But more importantly, from the labor perspective, the arts is a way of helping to tell our stories. And unfortunately, we've got a number of generations of people out there in the workforce that they do not realize how they got the rights, how they got the benefits that they enjoy today. And arts is a way to tell our stories about the struggles that workers had over the years to gain those benefits.
Well, certainly I can see that being the case, even whether it's in a film or in an art gallery itself. I'm just wondering also, in what ways has the Labor Council been engaging in the community in terms of supporting or being involved with the arts?
Well, we've reached out to the art gallery in a number of the showings that they've had this fall on labor-based films about struggles that workers have had in other countries. We've partnered with a number of organizations that are putting on plays about labor-based themes. On Labor Day, we've expanded Labor Day to a Sunday event where we're reaching out to the arts. Labor Day, we had an exhibit of photographs of struggles of workers in South America at Labor Day, so people can start to visualize or see struggles that other workers have had to fight for their rights.
Well, that's great. It means people in our community can start to see the richness of labor activism, and people involved in labor can be exposed to more diverse art. You know, I guess some people in the union movement here are going to be going to that Blood, Sweat, and Tears Labor and Art show that's been going on at the Art Gallery of Hamilton.
We have been supporting that event. We've been passing out the cards on that. We were given a number of free admission tickets for people to attend that event. And again, that's one of the steps that we're taking to reach out into the arts community. And I just want to point out that the monument to workers that have been killed on the job at Main and Bay Street, that was actually developed with a competition in the arts community when that monument was put together. It was opened in 1990. When it was unveiled, but that was the art community that came up with that design for that monument.
Well, I'm glad then that the labor community is able to have continued access to this sort of talent, and at the same time that we at CFMU and at the Art Gallery of Hamilton can have this partnership with labor. So, Don, I'd like to thank you very much for coming on our program today.
Thank you very much.
And that was Don Fraser, president of the Hamilton and District Labor Council,
the Hamilton and District Labor Council, the Art Gallery of Hamilton, and CFMU 93.3 are co-sponsoring the showing of Metropolis on November 19th at 7 o'clock p.m. at Empire Jackson Square Cinemas here in Hamilton.